thought that the Pittsburgh was going to be like a legit number one offense. I'm really looking forward to how the Saints will finally use their run game effectively without having to worry about AP on the sideline crying because he's not getting touches.
I'm taking the Bears over the Ravens.
I'm going to pick the Dolphins to beat the Falcons. We're going back to our motto from last week.
Always pick against the 49ers.
Yeah.
Fourth week in a row, but I'm picking against the Jets. At some point, the Jets have to stop winning games.
Yeah.
Welcome to Definitely Something About Football.
I'm Jay Hump.
And this is Rob.
And wow, what a week in football we had. The Saints showing up.
Finally, right?
Finally.
Clearly, Adrian Peterson was the problem.
Yeah, well, he wasn't the problem in Arizona.
He was not for Arizona. You guys just didn't trust him enough.
Yeah, right?
Pittsburgh, still not an amazing offense.
No, but better than the Chiefs, apparently.
Knocked off the Chiefs.
Oh, who had a bad day.
Yeah.
And wow, did you see the Jets-Patriots game?
Woo, that was I knew eventually the Jets would lose.
Well,
it took an archaic rule to make it happen.
Yes, made you sweat, though, I'm sure.
Oh, it did. The Bears beat the Ravens, the Dolphins beat the Falcons. We made some good...
Yeah, that's some very good upset picks this week. I had a disclaimer in there just in case, but didn't need it.
Yeah, we were on point.
Yeah, hope y'all bet in Vegas on those.
Yes, you should start listening to us.
Ah.
What all happened in week 5? What's the good? What's the bad? What's the ugly?
The good! How about the Bears and the Dolphins? Let's start out with the upsets from the week.
Yes, like, Bears beat the Ravens.
The Ravens,
who are
struggling right now, like... I don't know if they're going to be... They're the most inconsistently, like, weird team, like, in the last... Since they went to the Super Bowl, really.
It was Trubisky's second game. Went up there, won it like a rock star.
Yeah.
Just like Case Keenum's over there in Viking territory winning games for them.
There's a lot of, like, kind of rookie no-name quarterbacks that are starting to make a name. Even the 49ers brought out their guy about the second half of their game, and he did... He didn't play great, but he did. He went out there and showed his stuff. So
it's interesting to see the backup quarterbacks being like, taking over the
all
league.
Over the place, and everywhere.
And I know we're going to get to it in a bit, but even the Packers are going to be throwing a backup quarterback out there
man,
pretty soon.
Yeah. Ooh.
Before we get to that, though, in addition to the Bears and the Dolphins, the Chargers win again.
Oh man, that's how they're going to win the division.
Yep, this is what they could do. They knocked off a divisional opponent.
Yeah. I'll tell you who had a good game. Adrian Peterson.
AP.
Showing you, this is how you're supposed to use them, New Orleans. Unfortunately, that's not our offense style, and I'm glad we didn't change for him, but man, does Arizona know how to use AP.
Right off the bat, Adrian Peterson scores that huge touchdown, and it looks like that's going to be status quo going forward, the way they continue to use him throughout the game.
I think we were talking the other day, and you said those first four carries in the drive are more than any of the Arizona Cardinals had in the game yet. So.
Yes.
Wow. So,
And his first half was more than the Saints had used in the entire year.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Oh, by far. By far. He's definitely, like, quadrupled the amount of yards in that one game. So, kudos to him.
Speaking of him, a little note, the three worst rushing offenses the entire year were the Cardinals, Dolphins, and Giants. All had 100-yard rushers on Sunday with the Peterson, Ajayi, and Darkwa.
Well, I'll tell you who else had a 100-yard rusher. The Saints.
Yes.
They didn't drop off with their running game, but, you know, that wasn't even the highlight of their game.
They didn't even need him.
The defense was outscored more teams in the NFL than the offense did, I think, at this point. Like,
we constantly look at the Saints' defense the past few years and think, oh, they're trash.
Yeah.
Just start anybody against
them.
Talk
about winning a game. 5 turnovers, 3 defensive touchdowns. That's right, 3 defensive touchdowns.
And somehow Matthew Stafford still finished as an okay quarterback in fantasy.
Yeah. He threw 3 interceptions. We had 2 fumbles. That was quite an... It was crazy. We were up 45-10. I thought we were going to pull a Falcons and lose that game. But our defense bailed us out there at the last second. And that was many a heart attacks were had in that game. But it was great to see them come through for us.
Those were a couple good highlights of the week. I'll tell you how the Chargers are going to win this division.
Okay, I got to hear this.
They're only 3 games back now from the head of the division.
That's true.
And
the Chiefs
that is because they beat the Oakland Raiders, and the Chiefs finally lost, struggling offensively.
Yeah, the Chiefs, maybe they are vulnerable. We were questioning that last week on whether or not they'd actually, you know, had a crack in that armor, but the Steelers showed that they do, and they can be beaten.
I watched the game, and I still can't really tell what was wrong. I do think the Steelers' defense is very good, but I don't know where the Chiefs fell off.
I think just Alex Smith had an Alex Smith day.
Yeah.
And so...
Return to form.
Yeah, exactly. So, speaking of that division...
So, in addition to the Chiefs losing to the Steelers, the Raiders losing to the Chargers, and the Broncos lose to the Giants with no wide receivers running backs.
One of 3-0-5 teams left. Yeah, the Broncos, who you bet wouldn't even score a touchdown, multiple touchdowns.
They were amazing out there.
Yeah, they looked like the team we thought we'd have at the beginning of the year, and they don't have any of the players that they had. it's ridiculous.
Orleans Darkwa is their big running back.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw this before the game, but Eli Manning was, like, coaching all these new wide receivers on what to do. Like,
oh, no, I missed that part. That's funny.
During warm-ups, he was still trying to train them. And it worked!
Hey, he's a veteran quarterback, but word is on the street, though, that the Giants would be looking to draft the quarterback of the future soon. But we'll see.
Probably.
Maybe he'll pull a Brett Favre like they did with Aaron Rodgers and stick around for 3 more years.
And then go to the
Vikings and win a Super Bowl.
And now Eli looks like one of the best members on the offense side of the ball.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, if he's in your waiver wire, you might want to pick him up in fantasy.
No, don't do that.
Well, I'm struggling at quarterbacks right now because there's definitely been some quarterbacks that have been injured, including Aaron Rodgers.
Ouch.
Who might be out for the year.
So they put him on the IR.
Is it officially now?
He's officially on the IR, and he's going under surgery. They say it's pretty likely he's done.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, best comes would be like week 16 or 17, and
yeah.
I don't know. He did have this injury before in like 2013, where he missed like 7 weeks from a broken collarbone, but I just don't see that being the case this year.
Especially with the Vikings and Lions looking so good in general, like I cannot imagine the Packers. Will still
that
be
was
in
a
it.
huge NFC and Super Bowl favorite. That really drops them. I don't even know that I would even pick them to make a wild card spot at this point. We'll have to see how their guy does.
I wouldn't pick him.
He didn't look great against the Vikings, though, so we'll see. He'll have, you know, a few weeks to figure it out. But
I mean, you look at it now, you've got the Vikings and the Lions basically gonna take over that division. Even though the Bears are playing pretty well.
The Bears are playing well. Maybe it could open up for them, but no.
Then you got the Eagles, who look crazy. Just dominant out there.
Yeah, the Eagles look like the cream of the crop in the NFC right now.
Cowboys are 2-3, but still look like they have a lot of chance to make it into the playoffs. You got the Panthers, Saints, and Falcons still in the NFC South.
And it's really looking like my NFC South prediction is not going to work out the way the rest of this league is playing out.
Well, yeah, I just don't see the Packers being in the playoff hunt when he's back from surgery.
I mean, it would take quite a feat for the Packers to overcome that. So.
It would.
It's one thing to lose your best player like New York did and losing Odell Beckham, but when you lose your quarterback, that's a whole side of the ball.
Yeah. So. Although they've had this backup for several years now.
Yeah, so we'll see. Well, we'll see what he's got.
They say they're sticking with him.
Yeah.
No Kaepernick.
I'll tell you some other ugly things that happened. The refs in the Pats-Jets game. Not even the refs on the field. I think that I understand the call, like the way they called it. But the fact that you can even overturn that, I mean, if you see the replays, it is definitely not conclusive that the ball got fumbled out of bounds. Like, that would be even a pretty questionable, like, catch, no-catch situation there.
Right, yeah.
So.
I personally think it's a ridiculous rule to, if you fumble into the end zone, then it's a touchback for the other team.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like the rule because I don't know how any other way that you could... say, like, what else are you going to do? Give it to the offense, but at the 20, but that doesn't really make sense. So it feels okay to me that that's a turnover. My biggest issue is that it was even called a turnover after review, when it was called a touchdown on the field. And for just to review what play we're talking about, the tight end for the Jets catches the ball, is at like the 3-yard line, is running in, and Malcolm Butler strips the ball, and he's at like the 1/2-yard line, and just kind of comes out. But it's still, like, in the cradle of his hands, but it's definitely, like, floating in air. But he kind of, like, grabs it with his other hand while he falls out of bounds in the touchdown. And they basically said he was out of bounds before he got control of the ball. And then in an extension, the ball is out of bounds. So that is a turnover through the end zone.
Right.
And we all know it, you know, that...
So the idea was that he had lost control of the ball, and by the time that he regained,
he was out of bounds, right?
Yeah.
So I think the call is correct if that was the way it was seen. I just don't feel like there was enough evidence in the replay to overturn it. Like, I think we really need to stop, like, overturning everything on replays. Like, if it's a 50-50 on the replay, it should not be overturned. That's the whole point of
it.
Yeah,
evidence.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
With that loss, though, the Jets fall out of playoff. If the playoffs ended last week, the Jets would have been in the playoffs. And now, Patriots are back on top of the AFC East.
Woo, that was a close one.
It's starting to look like it.
I'll tell you one more ugly thing for the week.
Yes.
And I called it, but I didn't expect it to happen this way. The Falcons blow another huge lead in the third quarter.
Yes, they were up 17.
17-0 at the halftime.
And then what was their score at the end?
It was 20-17.
Never scored again.
Never scored again. They only ran, like, I think 11 plays in the second half.
Yeah.
The Dolphins had, like, I think 24 minutes of possession in the second half.
In the past, 7 months, the Falcons have lost to 3 of the AFC East teams, all just not delivering in the last quarter.
Yeah, that's true. When did they play the Jets? When do they play them?
Oh,
that'll be another one they lose to soon. Just give it the sweep, huh?
Oh my gosh.
They play the Patriots this week, and then the Jets. Wow.
Right after
That's all four of them in a row, by the way, too. Interesting how this schedule worked out.
Yeah, it's strange.
But
they're going to be in New England for these, or in
the AFC East, their kryptonite. Jesus.
Yeah. And they're going to be traveling for these next.
They better score, 35 points.
After that, they have the Panthers, the Cowboys, the Seahawks.
Yeah, this is their easy part of their schedule, by the way.
Yes, the Dolphins, Bills, and Jets were supposed to be the easy walk-in ones.
Yeah, wow.
They're going to really have to take home those divisional games late in the season.
That's going to be rough for them.
That is going to be very rough. But it's looking really good for the Panthers and Saints.
Yes, it is. I'm excited for us. We're second in the division. We've already beaten the number one team in the division, in the Panthers. One of two teams to have beaten them. Obviously, the Eagles were the other one.
And you look at some of the Saints' upcoming games. You've got the Aaron Rodgers-less Packers.
Yeah.
You have the Bears. The Buccaneers, who probably will have Winston.
Yeah, probably
at
that time they probably should, but they've been struggling all year anyway.
Yeah. Bills, Redskins, Rams.
Those are some tough games.
They're tough, but I could see the Saints pulling out
winnable,
some wins here.
Winnable, but tough.
Especially
some of the road games with the Bills and the Rams. I think those would be tough. I like how we play at home. We usually play tough at home, so.
I think the Saints are aggressively in the playoff hunt this
year. I think so, too. My 40-1 odds bet in Vegas might turn out pretty good.
Might turn out. I would do a fire bet that the Saints make the playoffs.
I agree with you. At this point.
Alrighty.
I like our odds.
So I got a couple notes from around the league here. Kareem Hunt is the only player to begin his career with 6 straight games of 100-plus scrimmage yards.
That's pretty impressive.
Very impressive. The Patriots are the first team in NFL history to allow 6 straight 300-yard passing games to opposing defenses.
That's pretty sad.
Pretty sad, but...
Wait. That's the Saints were bad defense. They didn't do this?
They did not. 6 straight 300-yard.
Wow!
Today was the first time a player besides Aaron Rodgers threw a touchdown pass for the Packers since 2013, and that was Matt Flynn.
And that was when Aaron Rodgers had his collarbone issue in 2013.
It was.
It's a sign. The only time quarterbacks can throw touchdowns in Green Bay is when Aaron Rodgers breaks his collarbone.
Well, why would you put anybody else in over him? The Jets scored a touchdown on the opening drive for the first time this year, of course, against the Patriots.
Who else are they going to do it against?
It has been 296 days since the Browns won a game. It has been 736 days since they won a game on the road, and that was in overtime.
Holy Jesus.
The Rams now have a winning record after 6 games for the first time in 11 years. 11 years they've gone without having a winning record at the 6-game mark.
With the Saints win this week, that was our first time over 500 in 4 years.
Ouch, really?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown is averaging 100 receiving yards per game over his last 77 games.
Yep. I think I saw the stat. Jerry Rice, his best 77-game stretch was 96 yards.
So close, but so, Antonio Brown's
Antonio Brown is the current-day Jerry Rice. He's incredible.
He's making all the money that he's getting paid. he's worth every penny.
Yeah, worth every penny.
And finally, Tom Brady, now has the most regular season wins by a starting quarterback in the NFL.
And passing over Peyton Manning and Brett Favre, right?
Yep. 187 career wins. Alrighty.
Alright, so I have a little game for you.
Let's do it.
I have some sets of stats from quarterbacks around the league. And I want to see if you can guess, I got three sets of stats for three quarterbacks each, and see if you can get any of these, in the range. Some of them are obvious, some of them are not obvious at all.
Do we have a name for this game?
I was going to say, new phone, who dis? but I don't know. What do we want to call this?
I like it. New phone, who dis?
All right, here we go. Who's on the line? The stats. These are our top quarterbacks around the league. At a 65.7 completion rate, 1,959 yards, 13 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and a QBR of 106.9. Who do you think that might be? You want me to go ahead and give you all three sets and kind of guess, or do you want to play around?
On your screen there, do you have the answer?
No, they're blacked out.
Okay, let me. That's a lot to think about.
And then, I'll go ahead and read the other. These are the others. These are like the good set of quarterbacks. We have a 72.9% completion, 1,637 yards, 12 touchdowns, no interceptions, 119.2 QBR, and our last one is 61.5% completion, 1,297 yards, 15 touchdowns, leads the NFL, 5 interceptions, and 101.1 QBR.
So these are all this year?
These are all this year's stats.
Okay.
I will say that some of the QBs on this list may or may not have the same amount of games as other QBs on the list.
That's fair, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure you can get one of these three.
So you said one's a good quarterback?
No, they're
all good quarterbacks.
They're all good. This is the good quarterback
list. I understand. Okay.
You may not expect them to be the good quarterbacks.
All right. I'm going to say the 15 passing touchdowns is Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson is the 15 touchdown.
Woo.
He leads the NFL in touchdown passes right now.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, and with five interceptions.
I think he's like the fourth highest in Texan quarterback history. Already?
Wow. That's incredible.
Pretty sad.
That's
for the Texans'
good
history, though.
Yeah, that is pretty sad. I'm sure you can get one more on this.
All right. I'm going to say that 13 touchdowns and 2 interceptions is Tom Brady.
No.
Oh, no.
It's not Tom Brady.
Do I get to know who it is? Or
the second... Oh, wait. It is Tom Brady. That one is Tom Brady. Sorry. I got my numbers mixed up.
All right. And then 12 touchdowns with no interceptions.
Yes. One QB has not thrown any interceptions this year.
Oh, golly. I kind of want to say Drew Brees, but I don't think it's him. I know it's not
him. That would have been a good choice, but he threw two interceptions against the Lions.
Of course, the Lions, yeah. I know it's not Roethlisberger.
No, definitely not him.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's Alex Smith.
Oh!
So far is perfect this year.
Wow, go Alex Smith.
So he has the best QBR in the league right now, even after the Pittsburgh game. So this is our next set of like middle of the class quarterbacks here. We got 70.1%, 1,374 yards, 7 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and then 65.9, 1,357, 6-6, and 67, 1,466, 9-5.
These numbers are so hard to listen to if you just listen to the audio.
This is going to be tough.
I'm going to boil it down to just the touchdowns and interceptions.
Okay, 7-6, 6-6,
9-5. Oh, golly. Are these the bad quarterbacks?
These are the middle.
Oh, my.
Middle of the road quarterbacks.
Okay. Well, let's go with...
Those are surprising that they're in this category, though, I think.
Okay. I think that helps, then. I'm going to say... Man, you know, I don't even feel like Big Ben has scored 6 touchdowns. I'm going to say Big Ben has 6 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
No.
Oh, no.
Big Ben is not in this list.
So do we find out who that
was? That one is Matt Ryan.
Oh, ouch, Matt.
Matt Ryan with 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Do you want to guess any of the other people? Or you want
No, I'll guess 9 and 5. So 9 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Ooh, let's go with Trevor Siemian.
Oh, that one's Eli Manning.
Oh.
He's gotten up to 9 touchdowns already.
Alrighty.
That's surprising.
How about 7 touchdowns and 6 interceptions? I'm going to say that is Russell Wilson.
That is Josh McCown.
Oh.
From the Jets.
Good. Good for him.
Who would have thought that he'd be compared to Matt Ryan and Eli Manning?
Right. This is the year for McCown.
All right, and these are the three, I'd say, pretty bad quarterbacks that still have a reasonable starting job so far. We got, they're all around 65 to 60%, all around 1,000 yards passing, and their touchdown to interception ratio is 5 to 4, 4 to 8, and 7 to 6.
Holy
cow.
So
not good.
4 to 8.
And the QBRs are all pretty bad, 75, 66, and 87.5.
All right, 4 to 8, I'm going to say Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco, having the worst year of any quarterback so far.
Yeah.
That, well, that is a reasonable starting job.
That Jaguars game, I was like, it's got to be me.
Yeah, he threw several interceptions in that game.
All right, let's go with 7 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. I'm going to say that's Blake Bortles.
No, that's Andy Dalton.
Ah, oh, simplistic.
Andy Dalton, who had a miserable game one,
yeah.
And he has 87.5 QBR. Can you believe that?
Huh.
From a .6.
He must have started with a .6. Started at the bottom.
Now he's here.
All right, and 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
I think the big one in this one is the fact that he's only thrown 857 yards so far.
Yeah.
And he has started... 6 games. Oh, 5 games. He started in 5 games.
Man.
I'll give you that much.
I'm going to say Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler.
Yes!
Jay Cutler. Still leading his team to victories over the Falcons.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I guess Ajayi is getting most of those touchdown runs.
Whew. Yeah.
That was cool.
So who would have thought that there were worse players than Jay Cutler and Joe Flacco, huh? When is Joe Flacco going to get benched, by the way? When do you bench him?
I mean,
I guess when you had another
quarterback.
Yeah, I guess that's the biggest problem.
Whenever they sign Kaepernick.
Yeah, whenever they sign... I wonder if they regret that at the beginning of the season. That might have won them a few games.
It could still happen.
We'll see.
Alright, that was Phone, Who Dis?
New Phone, Who Dis? We'll come back with different running backs, maybe wide receivers, maybe some defensive players.
That's very fun. All right. So, let's take a look at what's coming up in Week 7. We've got the Vikings versus the Ravens, two really good defenses going at it with two questionable offenses.
Yeah, definitely questionable.
Especially Joe Flacco.
I feel like the Vikings have a more stable offense, but all of their players keep getting injured. Is the only problem with them?
Well, they built a solid team around Case Keenum.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have your starting quarterbacks out. You have your starting running backs out. And they're just plugging in pieces and kind of chugging along.
You know, just when things are going south for the Packers, things are starting to look up for the Vikings because Teddy Bridgewater cleared to play.
Oh, really? That is the best news any Vikings fan has heard all year, especially with the Sam Bradford injuries.
Yeah, so it's looking like they still need to activate him.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, he's going to have to
practice. I think once you activate him, it'll be like 3 weeks before he can play or something like that.
Or maybe it'll be like an Andrew Luck situation in 10 weeks.
Well, Andrew Luck is still trying to not play on purpose.
We've also got the Chiefs versus Raiders, a divisional matchup.
I think this is like a must-win for the Raiders. At this point in the season, they're in a must-win situation.
They got
Derek Carr back. They're not missing any pieces.
They're hosting it at home on a baseball field.
Yeah. Thank goodness. They can't play good football. This is a team I had to pick. I picked to go like really far in the playoffs, maybe in a Super Bowl run. And they're not holding up to it so far.
I wasn't as naive as you. I knew it was not going to be the Raiders. It was going to be the Chargers that win this division.
of course.
But, it's looking like it's got to be this week. Like,
yep, it's going to be a good Thursday night game, though. So
it is, yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Of course, Chiefs coming off a loss, so they're probably hungry for a win.
That's definitely true, too. some more good games we have upcoming. The Saints and the Packers, who I think the Packers had a huge lead in this game if they would have had Aaron Rodgers. I think that he would have actually carved up the revamped Saints defense, but now,
Vegas has a backup QB. Vegas has got it at 50-50.
So, yeah, this is going to be a close game in Lambeau Field.
Yeah, it's only 50-50 because it's in Lambeau Field. I think otherwise it would be a clear winner for the Saints.
I think the Saints definitely have the huge edge right now as far as we have all of our pieces and our defense is on the huge rise right now. Stock is going way up on our defense.
It definitely looks like the Saints have the better defense and offense this year, or this week.
For this game, yes. Yeah.
We've got two 0-5 teams, the 49ers and the Browns, hosting their home field advantage. They've got it going. Yeah, this could be the week.
This could be the week.
Are these winnable games?
Yep. They've got the Titans. The Browns have the Titans, so maybe Marcus Mariota gets hurt again this week, or he just can't play for 2 weeks. I don't know.
They've not been firing on all cylinders, so I could see it.
And the Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott still may be suspended.
I'm pretty sure
it's kind of going back and forth. The NFL said he's for sure suspended, but the lawyers have come out and said, "Oh no, like
they
we're going to
fight it." I'm pretty sure he's not playing this week. I think the Cowboys have already said he's not playing.
I think that's
this week.
A good call by them. I think they need to get the suspension out of the way. But yeah. I mean, this is their first week playing without Ezekiel Elliott, so who knows what's going to happen. Dak's got to put a lot more on his shoulders. I mean, obviously, Ezekiel Elliott didn't play in that Broncos game either. And we see what happened in that.
We've also got a Super Bowl rematch.
This is the game everyone looked forward to at the beginning of the year, and it's not turned into the game that we expected.
Well, the Falcons just lost to the Dolphins.
Yep.
So they need a win, and they're... If
they're
there's
hungry.
Ever a game for Matt Ryan to start looking good again, it's against this.
And their pieces are starting to come back. They're starting to get a little more healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, did they look inconsistent.
Yeah, both teams look
very inconsistent. Yeah, I was going to say, the Pats defense is not inconsistent. They're just bad
at this point. The Patriots offense has been really good.
I think the Patriots offense have carried them a lot this year.
So it'll be, I guess it just depends which Falcon team shows up.
So I think this is going to be a great game to watch. Sunday Night Football, promising as usual.
Yeah, I'll be watching.
Won't we all? We'll see if the Falcons can find another way to blow a 25-point lead.
Oh my God, if it happened again. All right. So, let's talk about the game of the week.
Games of the week!
We got the... Ooh, almost said St. Louis. Ooh, careful there. Los Angeles Rams. Versus the Arizona Cardinals. And
in
this is
Arizona.
Is Arizona. This is
No. I'm sorry, that's
in Los Angeles.
Or St. Louis, whatever.
It depends if you want to cry in a corner or not. But yeah, this is going to be a game that basically is going to put someone in a good position to win that division now. The division is wide open. The Rams are leading right now.
If the Cardinals win this game, they will be at the top of the division.
If the Seahawks win, they have to play the Giants, and then they'll be in division. But they'll have the same amount of wins as everyone. This is a close division race, especially if the Cardinals win.
I think
the Rams winning would really start to close some distance there. They get a little bit of a cushion. But I think this is going to be a division everyone's fighting over these next few weeks. Especially with AP back in Arizona, their run game is not going to be as bad as it had been in the weeks where they were just awful.
Their entire offense has a resurgence with AP. I don't know if it's just AP or if it's just a good running back.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, look, Larry Carson Fitzgerald. Palmer, yeah. And
they're not pressuring Carson Palmer as much anymore because they know they have to respect the run game and the passing game. I don't know what's going to happen when David Johnson comes back.
I think he gets the rock, assuming he's healthy.
I'm sure that they'll trust David Johnson, but are we going to see a committee?
I don't think so.
No.
I think they'll stick to a main back.
Yeah.
I think both of those backs are backs you want to give 20 carries to.
Yeah.
So I think maybe you'll probably start seeing, Adrian Peterson is getting on the other side of it, so having him for like good six solid weeks of like a lot of runs, and then maybe giving them a break, and then maybe use them again in the playoffs and kind of switch back and forth some.
Or trade them to the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants need a running back, right?
They do.
Maybe they'll trade them for a fourth round pick instead of a sixth.
I'm taking the Rams over the Cardinals.
I'm actually going to take the Cardinals over the Rams. Ooh. I think their running game is going to carry them.
I think the Rams' running game is going to carry them.
Yeah, we'll see. That's two good backs, Gurley and Peterson. Quarterbacks are on a different level.
Both quarterbacks are playing okay, though.
Yeah, they are playing pretty good, yeah.
Both defenses are great. Oddly enough, I think this is going to be one of the toughest games for the Rams yet this season.
Yeah, I think so.
But mostly because of that defense.
But if the Cardinals are going to win the division, what do they have to do? They have to win games. I think you said that about another team.
Yes, I did. Just like the Chargers. Yeah. I'm taking Rams, you're taking Cardinals.
Yep.
The other game of the week.
Game of the week!
Is the New England Patriots versus the Atlanta Falcons in Foxborough. I'm taking the New England Patriots.
And we've already hit on how good this game was and how much we really are looking forward to it with the Super Bowl rematch. But I am going the other way. I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons. I know I picked them to lose against the Dolphins, but I think they're going to get their stuff together. And, they're going to pull it out. I think they're going to just... They've been waiting for this game for 8 months now.
Yes, they have.
Or even more than that.
Do you think that they'll run the ball in the fourth quarter?
I think they are going to just score as many touchdowns as possible, running or passing, whatever's working. I mean, the Patriots secondary is pretty soft, so I imagine they're going to pass a lot. But they're definitely not going to abandon the run game.
Will there be an interception on Matt Ryan?
I imagine there's probably going to be an interception. We'll see. If he can play a clean game, this is going to be very much in the Falcons' favor. But I think even with turnovers, I think they can make it through one turnover. Like they're minus one in the category. But I think any more than that, then you're starting to get it a little not going to happen. But
sounds good. That'll be a good one.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one for all of us here in Atlanta.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't really care who wins, but...
You should be cheering for the Patriots.
I should be, but I have a gut feeling, so...
All right. What do you think about upsets this week? We got a bunch of possible ones. Jets over Dolphins, Ravens over Vikings, Bears, Panthers, Bucks, Bills.
I'm going with the game that's going to help me in the division. And I think the Bears, who you've been picking a lot this season as upsets, I'm picking them over the Panthers.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I think the Panthers are a little inconsistent, and I think the Bears' defense is really starting to step up.
Yeah, if they can, we all know the solution to beating the Panthers is get to Cam Newton.
Yeah, right? Definitely. Yeah. If you can shake him up in the first quarter, he's going to have a miserable game.
Yeah, and the Bears have been doing that, so that's possible. I'm taking the New York Jets over the Dolphins.
So we've gone from picking against them for, what, four straight weeks, five straight weeks, to picking them to win an upset game. They've gotten you over in the dark side.
I figured the Dolphins beat the Falcons, so they're pretty set for the year. They're just going to lay down, smoke their cigars,
yeah,
or cigarettes, right?
Until Jay Cutler finally gets knocked out.
Yeah. All right. As far as the Eliminator, I'm taking the Cowboys over the 49ers, as is tradition, and the Tennessee Titans over the Browns, as is tradition.
So I've been thinking about this picking against the 49ers every week, and I think we hit on it a little bit earlier about these 0-5 teams playing at home in quote-unquote winnable games. But I can't pick the Cowboys this week. So mine are actually going to... I'm still sticking with the bad teams here. So I'm going to pick the Titans with you, with the Browns. I'm picking the Jaguars against the Colts, because I still think the Colts are miserable. And, I think this is the week the Jaguars are going to kind of pull through for me.
I agree.
Yeah. Colts, there's four teams that we pick against, it seems like, so far. It's been the Browns, Colts, 49ers, and Jets. So... Yeah. We've stuck to that so far.
It's been working out pretty good. We're going to have to start getting a little more creative later.
We will have to later. Eventually they're going to play. Well, they played each other then a few weeks ago. That was interesting.
And that Colts is might dry up once Andrew looks back.
Probably, exactly. Yeah, we're riding that one until the luck comes out of it.
Speaking of the Colts, we're about to see the Tennessee Titans take on the unlucky Colts.
The Colts still don't have Andrew Luck, but Marcus Mariota looks like he's good to go today, so I think the Titans have a really good shot at this one.
You know, Jacoby Brissett's been looking better.
He has been.
He's getting there, and then...
And he's gotten a couple wins under his belt, so...
Now the Colts have Marlon Mack the running back who's kind of filling in, kind of taking some of that workload off Frank Gore. He's not looking bad either.
This is definitely be an upset in the making.
It could be, but I can't get over that Colts defense.
I think, can't either.
I think the Titans roll over them. DeMarco Murray has a huge game, knock on wood.
Yeah, we haven't been picking against the Colts every week because they're a good team. So, I'm also going to pick the Titans this week. I think the Monday night games have been a letdown this year so far. I mean, if we can attest, we picked the same Monday night games every single week, and we've only missed the one.
That's true.
The Saints. So
there have been a couple fun ones, though.
There have been some fun ones, but...
Predictable winners, but fun.
There's definitely been more primetime games in the other slots that have been way better than the Monday Night Football games. And yes. I'm just looking forward to upcoming weeks when we get some better ones.
Oh, yeah, we've got some really good ones coming up.
We got the Eagles and the Redskins next week. We got the Chiefs-Broncos coming up. So we definitely got some... The Lions-Packers would have been a good one. Now Aaron Rodgers-less.
Yeah. So Falcons-Seahawks.
So there's some good ones coming up, and I expect these Monday night games to get a little bit better, but for now, we're just going to have to keep sticking with the same picks, so...
We'll get a little bit more creative later. But we will see you guys next Monday.
When the Redskins take on the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good one.
Thanks for listening.
Until then, I'm Rob.
And I'm J-Hump.
Catch you next time.